Welcome, friends, to Living the Adventure. I'm your radio host, George Runyon, and I'm so glad you have joined us as we study together God's Word. I hope you can go on this journey with me every Sunday at 6:30 here on GOD Radio 1 as we learn how to develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit. Be sure to invite a friend to listen. Also, I'll make mention to you that all the broadcasts are on our website under Resources Podcast by the dates. So you can go there if you want to review any broadcast or listen to any of the other podcasts we have that we've played in the past. And you can go to sdccm.org, and then you can go up to the top and see, look at resources, click on that, and then go to podcast. And that'll take you to the podcast area, and just go to 2026, and that'll open up all the podcasts that we've had this year. And you can go down and find the podcast you'd like to listen to. And also there you can go to the bottom of the page and you can find there the books that we have available. And our new one's not yet listed. I'm waiting for my webman to help me on that, get that listed. So, but the order form is there. And all you need to do is order the book is One New Man, One Holy Nation. And I really encourage you to get that book. I think it's an important one. And it's not thick, it's not big and heavy, but you will learn a lot from it and it will help give you perspective for the day we're living in. I guarantee it. Anyway, you can find that there on the website. And so we'll probably mention that at the end of the broadcast. But we are having a good time, I think. I'm having a good time. I hope you are going through what many have called the Beatitudes, Jesus' message on the mountain and to those that were following him. And today we're going to pick up with what he has to say about not to worry about tomorrow, because today's problems are more than enough. In Matthew 6:34, Jesus says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." And I kind of changed the opening here a little bit, so I didn't pray. Let's pray together, okay? Father, as we come to your word, we come in reverence. Lord, depending and relying on the Holy Spirit to open our understandings and to establish your word and your very purpose in our lives. So help us today as we study these areas that Jesus is instructing and that are very essential for our daily walk. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Again, we're picking up with Matthew 6:34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, stress has always been a great emotional and physical health problem. Worry is at the heart of stress and is the opposite of rest. Worry and stress come from trying to control our circumstances. They prevent us from finding a place of rest for our mind and our body. Jesus says, "Do not worry about tomorrow." Boy, that's a wonderful instruction. Easier said than done, right? Don't worry about tomorrow. Why is that? It's because today's problems have enough to deal with. So don't worry about tomorrow. Let's get our minds on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the way we do that is by resting in him and having our mind filled with the word of God so we can think as Jesus thought. So stress and all the worries, what do? They prevent us from finding a place of rest for our mind and our body. Jesus says, So do not worry about tomorrow. And I want to emphasize that because it's important. If I'm writing, I would put this in italics because I want it emphasized. The emphasis would be mine, but the Bible is very strong here. After Jesus teaches on the cure for anxiety in Matthew 6, he concludes with this statement found in verse 34 that we're looking at right now. The word so means based on what I have taught you, don't worry, is what Jesus is saying. Based on everything I've taught you, don't worry. I can't help but think the old hymn, "I Surrender All," it is in fact the act of surrender that we open the door for the Holy Spirit to enter our situations and give us God's perspective. Jesus is at the right hand of God, the Father, and is seated, meaning he is at rest. Seated means rest. He is not pacing heaven, trying to solve the troubles of today and tomorrow. Can you only imagine how Jesus is not pacing heaven? So many times we're pacing, trying to figure out, how am I going to solve that problem? How am I going to deal with this situation? But that's not what's going on in heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, who is submitted to his whole life, who led him all the way through his life and ministry, even to the cross, for the salvation of our lives. And Jesus was willing to submit to that direction of the Father, and he found rest in it. And we see how he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, Father, not my will be done, but yours. And that's called rest. Wow, he was resting in his Father. And it came out of his surrender to all the Father had called him to. And so that's a key for us as well. We have to make up our mind that we're willing to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're willing to surrender to God's word and allow our life to come into an alignment with the word of God. It's an act of surrender that we open the door for the Holy Spirit to enter our situations and give us God's perspective. Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father and is seated, meaning he is at rest. He is not pacing heaven. I'm just emphasizing this because it's so important, trying to solve the troubles of today and tomorrow. So a friend of mine would always say, one step in front of the other. What a concept and what an attitude. And I've learned to say that too. People say, how are you doing? And, you know, I might be going through some real tough stuff, but it's not the appropriate place to outline it for everybody. And they say, how are you doing? I said, you know, just one step in front of the other. And it's keeping me steady. That keeps me balanced as I learn to take one step in front of the other. And that's become more real to me when 3 years ago I had a stroke and it affected the left side of my body. And I've gotten some recovery back, but it's not, I don't have the kind of balance and the kind of stability I used to have physically. So I have to be careful and make sure that I'm paying attention to the steps that I'm taking. And so it is really one step in front of the other. And that provides me from falling, provides me from being stumbling and hurting myself, injuring myself. And so I appreciate that understanding of one step in front of the other. And what a concept and what an attitude, as I said. Stability in physical walking comes through balance and coordination. It is also true in the supernatural realm. I want you to catch this, beloved. Many laws that operate in the physical also operate in the spiritual. And so this is one of them. If your thoughts are all over the place, so will be your spiritual walk. James says that the double-minded man or woman is unstable in all their ways. And so that's what it's talking about. The Holy Spirit wants to establish us in the promises of his word. He wants to strengthen our walk. He wants to strengthen us to receive the word and then to apply the word of God in our daily life, in our relationship with people. Oh, this is so important to get a hold of, my friends. This is harder than it sounds, but with the Holy Spirit's help, we can apply the word of God and enter into his rest. I will not worry about tomorrow's problems. For certain, I will not worry about tomorrow's troubles. Why is that? Because I'm going to rest in him, because he's the one that's all sufficient. Some people practice mind over matter and positive thinking in this regard. That might help, but I'm not speaking of my works, but his power through his word and his spirit. That's our focal point on this broadcast. Living the adventure has to do with trusting his power, the power of his word, and the power of his spirit, and his stability in our life. Trust him today by turning every worry you have over to him. Instead of recycling those worries again and again in your mind, stop and take the worry and present it to him. Say, Lord, I'm stopping. I've been thinking about this, and I've been so worried, but I right now am going to give it to you. I'm going to surrender it to you right now. Would you help me to do this, Lord? I need your help in all these things. And so let's just trust him by turning every worry that we might have over to him. Speak to him and say, Holy Spirit, I give this worry over to you. I receive from you the rest of Christ. Show me what to do, for you have said, the steadfast of mine you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts or she trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have our everlasting rock, Isaiah 26:3. I choose to trust fully in you, my Lord. That's my choice today, is to trust you. Oh, I have so many things that I see need to be accomplished, so many areas that need to be overcome and dealt with. But I want to take each one of those areas and trust in him. I tell you, that has been personally my salvation in a peaceful life. It's because when you're in the ministry, you're not only carrying your own burdens, but many times you're carrying others. And you've got to be careful about that. And make sure that you take their burdens with them to the Lord. And when you're ministering and counseling with people, oh, you've got to draw on a line in the sand where you say, Lord, I turn this problem over to you. I cannot take this home with me. I cannot live with their problem and my problems. I've got to just surrender it to you and trust you, and that you're going to bring into their lives what is needed to help them solve their problems. That's what brought me through counseling ministry years ago, is that I knew that I could not carry their load and my load at the same time. I was there to help them release their load to the Lord Jesus Christ. I couldn't take on their load. I had to learn how to release it. And so I hope that's helpful to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, as we're reading there in Isaiah 26:3. So I'm just going to say it in the King James way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on, and don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your steps. And so that's where we want to choose to walk on a daily basis. Lord, we are so thankful for this instruction of Jesus in Matthew 6:34, telling us not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow's care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thank you for reminding us of that here in Matthew 6. And as we move out of Matthew 6, we go to Matthew 7, 1 through 2. And Jesus there says, in the way you judge, you will be judged. Listen to what he says here. This is a tremendous principle that we must adopt in our life and ask the Holy Spirit to help us with. There Jesus says, do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the same way you judge, you will be judged. and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Wow, this is a powerful statement the Lord Jesus Christ is making. He can make such a statement and set such a rule because he is the Lord. He was anointed by his heavenly Father to declare the will of heaven on earth. He prepared the way for the Holy Spirit to be poured out by removing our sins through the work of the cross and making it possible for heaven's obedience to be established on earth. For our sakes, Jesus took the judgment of God upon himself. He alone has been given the right to judge. As I look upon another, I must understand Christ has carried their sins. Unless an individual has been born again through the work of the Holy Spirit, they are left to their human nature to try and improve. Their only hope is through his cleansing blood. If the offending person is a Christian, then we should share with them the offense toward us and give them an opportunity to repent and ask forgiveness. Matthew 18:15. I have found this to be critical in the marriage relationships. Men, we must learn how to repent to our wives. And wives, you must learn how to repent to your husband for things you've said or things that you've thought or things that you've done in a rebellious way. We need to start with the foundation of repentance. That's the first key to the kingdom. Repent. Change your mind about Jesus and about his work in your life. Let him have full reins. And that's what it's talking about. Matthew 18:15 talks about having an opportunity to repent. When a person has offended or sinned against you, go to that person and tell them. And if they repent, if they ask your forgiveness, you forgive them. Right there on the spot, you let it go. And if they don't hear it, then maybe it's appropriate, and this is what the Bible says, to take two or three witnesses with you, not just anybody, but people that know the situation. Take them with you and call that person to repentance. And if they hear you, you've gained your friend. And if they don't, take it to the church. Now, I'm going to discern that. I believe when it says take it to the church, I don't think it means stand in front of the congregation. I don't think that's what Jesus had in mind and blast it out to everybody. I think he's talking about eldership and leadership. Take it to the church. Leaders is really, I'm going to add that because I think in the context of scriptures, that's what he's saying. Take it to the leadership and share with them and bring them into the situation. And if they don't hear the leadership, then you've got to treat them as an unbeliever, as one who isn't really walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible goes on to say there in Matthew 18. Matthew 18 is one of the most powerful areas of Scripture for us to get a hold of because it'll set us free. Because our forgiveness has to come from the heart, not just from the head. From the heart, we need to forgive people. And when you go through the process that Jesus laid out there, you'll find that movement in your heart to forgive. I know that that's one of the things the Lord has helped me with, that when I've been sinned against, when I've been offended, I try to keep short accounts. I try to deal with it as quick as I can and not carry that. And that will open the door for rest, I guarantee it. And it's through a standard of measurement that we judge the value of a particular item, right? When you're looking at something and you judge it's this item, you judge its value. I'll give you an example. 1 ounce of gold is worth a certain amount of money. At one time, we used the gold standard to determine the value of paper money. We all have standards which we use for measuring other people's views and conduct. Jesus is saying whatever you use to measure others' conduct and actions will be used to measure your conduct and actions. The believer has Jesus as the standard. Consider what the Apostle John tells us. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:17. He is my standard for judgment. Ultimately, the world will be judged by the cross. But the cross came first. God's redemptive way came before judgment fell. Today, my life is lived in the light of the cross of Christ. I will not judge, but I must pray for the offender's salvation. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to always make Jesus the standard and surrender your judgments to God, and ask him to help you share his love through the power of his love. You see, you can't share the love of God just through the natural means. It's going to take his power, the power of his love, to release it to others. This is made possible by his forgiveness and the gift of his indwelling spirit. If you walk with a heart that's clean, a heart that's set free from unforgiveness, and you will be walking in a greater place of the power of his love, my friends. It's unforgiveness that prevents so many people from building Christ-like relationships with others. And it hinders so many marriages. It's this place where we surrender to God and ask him to help us share his love through the power of his love. This is made possible by his forgiveness and the gift of his indwelling Holy Spirit. When I walk in an attitude of forgiveness and I do not let offenses build up in my life, it's a greater place of peace. And we're talking about daily rest and daily peace in this teaching today. And I hope you can catch this for your own life and make the application. Amen. And so I think we're going to draw a line there, because I want us not to lose what we're talking about at all by adding too much. Next week, we're going to move into the area of getting the log out of our own eye so we can see clearly how to help another person. And Jesus gets very serious here. I mean, he's serious all the way through. But sometimes you look at the words that are used, and it gives us a clarity of how serious the Lord is in what he's saying. And next week he's going to talk about us being hypocrites, because we judge other people so many times and don't judge ourselves first. So we'll pick that up next week. And I want to just say thank you for being with us. Father, I'm asking you to help my brothers and sisters in Christ. I don't know many of them personally. There's some that listen that I know. But Lord, most of them are just people. They're your people. Many of them are just your people. And go to different local churches and have had different experiences in their relationship with you. And I bless them today, Father, as your people. If there's any that are listening to the sound of our voice today that do not know you, I pray that you would touch their heart through the broadcast, and perhaps through a relationship they have with somebody that knows the Lord Jesus Christ, and they would be one that would stop and surrender their life to Christ and allow his lordship to come and reign and rule in them, that they would know the forgiveness of God, and in that forgiveness they would be able to have the power and the grace of God to forgive others that have wounded and hurt them in any way. And so we thank you for this provision that you've made for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Lord, friends, can I just remind you again that I am so grateful for you listening, and any note that you can send us and let us know that you're there and letting us be encouraged over these teachings, if they're helpful or not, and any financial help you can give. Would you pray about that? Because it does cost money to make the broadcast, to keep the radio station on the air. So I appreciate any gifts that you can send our way to help us in the broadcast. If you're deriving benefit, especially, would you just drop us a line and pray about a gift to help us on the monthly basis of supporting the ministry here. And you can write us at CCM, that's City Church Ministries. So any check could be made out to CCM. And that's P.O. Box 152-388 San Diego, California, 92195. And again, I want to remind you of our website, which is www.sdccm. Again, that's San Diego City Church Ministries.org. And if you go / and type shop, it'll take you right to the bottom of the front page of the website. And right there, you'll see some books we've written that I trust will be helpful. And they're all available. Prices are there. My newest book is called One New Man, One Holy Nation. We'll get it on there shortly, but it's available right now. You can order it from us. I think it's $17, or you can go to Amazon and order it. Amazon.com carries it. And so whatever is easiest for you, and we hope that you'll do that. And we also have a devotional book there on the Holy Spirit that we're actually going through right now in somewhat details, but I'd sure love to have you have a copy for your daily devotion. So pray about that and see how the Lord would lead you. And again, Father, I just thank you for today's lesson. I thank you, Father, that you're helping us to develop our relationship with you and with one another, and that that's a priority in your purposes, that we love each other as you have loved us. So, Father, would you bless the listening audience today as they go through this week, as they deal with the challenges that are before them day by day? Would you help each one to find rest in the Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the saints? In Jesus' name, amen. A walk with the King and be a blessing, would you? Bye-bye.